This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're just terrible.
Hopefully you're back, too. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. No, it's another session of sanity. I don't care. Any way you cut it, it is another session of sanity for you. Because, you know, listen, I throw out facts. I throw out issues. You decide what you want to do with them. You could do nothing. You could flush them. You can call me all kinds of names. And make it more interesting, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That would make it really, call me names on the air. I've always said, listen, if you've been listening to the show for any period of time, you know, I don't berate callers. Never have, never will. Not while you're on the phone, anyway. Usually wait till you hang up. But we've got all kinds of issues going on out there that I'd like to hear what you have to say about, not just an email and that kind of thing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Now, I got more stories I didn't want to get to. I want to thank again, we are now with a new network. I want you to know about that. I think it's a big deal. Larger network, more stations, more hosts, a lot more fun. You find out more about GCN Live at GCNLive.com. Head over to my website, TheRealSide.com, with Joe Messina. A lot going on there, too. One of our premier sponsors tonight, not tonight, for the month, I hope. You've heard me talking about them earlier tonight, a couple of the ads. It's Liberty Health Share. And, you know, it's not a, the more I find out about it, and I just don't take somebody's money and run with it, people. I usually check them out. I usually check out what's going on. I check out the Better Business Bureau. I try to, you know, it's kind of hard to call in incognito, but I try to call and place an order, place whatever it is, or talk to their representatives to see what they're truly like. Now, we've been petrified with this affordable health care plan, which is coming to be, I don't even want to call it unaffordable. It's just crazy. The crazy health care plan that the president has stuck on us. And if you miss the deadline, you don't have any health care. You don't have to worry either, though, because Liberty Health Care, or actually it's Liberty Health Share. Let's get that right. Liberty Health Share. They have the answer. They offer an affordable health care option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. You're not stuck. You know, what is it? Some of the healthcare organizations only allow you certain times. Do they, right? What are they, re-enrollment times and stuff like that? And if you're already enrolled in a plan that you were forced to choose, right? You had plan A, B, or C in the discussion. Too bad. You're a 70-year-old white male, and they want you to, they put you under the plan that also gives you, birth control pills every month. You don't have to be stuck with it. You still have other options. Now, Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. I love control. I'm a controlling kind of freak. Okay, Americans can manage and direct their own health care, yet still be in a good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty. Isn't that amazing? You haven't got enough money to pay for it, but they want you to pay a penalty for not having enough money to pay for it. Isn't that wonderful? Yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. And you know, it doesn't matter whether you're an individual, you've got a family, maybe there's just two of you, maybe there's five of you. I don't forget the dog. The dog does not count. Just so we're clear, right? And if you have the freedom of choice and he has control of different insurance choices. Now, Liberty HealthShare plans also allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Freedom of choice. Isn't that what we've been screaming about? Isn't that what you've been screaming about? Freedom of choice? Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families. They offer a variety of options to best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, you're looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information, head over to 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237. You can find it up on our website as well. You can visit libertyhealthcare.org. I'll wait. Libertyhealthcare.org. Come on, not a big deal. Libertyhealthcare.org. Get your information. But, you know, if you're one of those people who likes to talk to a human being, again, 855-585-4237. That will not get you. And don't tell them I sent you. They may charge you more. Seriously. Anyway, you've got the... This is a clip of college kids that will make you throw up. I'm trying to decide whether to save it till after the break. Maybe I'll do that. So the Family Policy Institute of Washington has this amusing video where a conversation about gender-neutral bathrooms turns to something a bit more interesting. Now, we're gonna play this. We're going to hear this in a few minutes. And you'll hear the students struggle to explain why an adult male shouldn't enroll in first grade class, why he's not a woman, why he's not substantially taller, or why he's not Asian. And this isn't moral relativism. It's completely fact-free, new moral code. None of this stuff is based on fact. Almost none of it is. Right? If they feel that way, then apparently that's the reality. If they feel that way, then apparently that's what we should do. Or what was that again? Rachel Dolenzer from the West Coast. She identified as a black female, about as white as you can be. Lied about it, and they let her get away with it. And it wasn't just that she lied about it. She lied when she was first caught saying she was born black. She said that several times. And then after they pushed her and pushed her and pushed her and pulled up pictures of her parents, she said, okay, well, I was born white, but I've always identified as black. That doesn't make you black. I've always identified as a wealthy white guy. Guess what? The only part about that that's true is that I'm white. John Levine, your host. We'll be back in a minute. College kids who can't explain why a short white man isn't a tall Asian woman. We'll find out more about that on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you'll ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over there. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something other than nothing. Does that make sense? Is that proper English? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do mean that sincerely. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, but to prove that you have a high IQ, you're listening to this one, and I thank you for that very much. Makes my job a little easier when I know I'm not speaking to one or two people, my wife and my son, maybe. Even that might not be true. Anyway, I want to get right back to it. Like I said, 855-REAL. You know what? You can get everything up on the website. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there. But here's one we're going to do right now. Now, apparently, students on a campus, you know, these open-minded students on a campus, there are so many things that they can't explain about all this gender neutrality. Although they want us to buy into it, and we have a phobia if we don't agree with it, but if you can't tell me what it is, you can't explain it to me, then how am I supposed to agree with it?
Are you aware of the debate happening in Washington State around the ability to access bathrooms, locker rooms, spas based on gender identity and gender expression?
I think people should be able to have access to the facility.
I think bathrooms could and potentially should be gender neutral because there doesn't need to be a classification for differences.
I think people definitely should have the ability to go into whichever locker room they want.
I feel like at least public universities should do their best to accommodate for those who do not have a specific gender identity.
You know, whether you identify as male or female and whether your sex at birth is matching to that, you should be able to utilize the resources.
So if I told you that I was a woman, what would your response be?
Good for you. Okay. Like, yeah.
Nice to meet you. I'd be like, what? Really?
I don't have a problem with it.
I'd ask you how you came to that conclusion.
If I told you that I was Chinese, what would your response be?
I mean, I might be a little surprised, but I'd say, good for you. Like, yeah, be who you are. I would maybe think you had some Chinese ancestor.
I would ask you how you similarly came to that conclusion and why you came to that conclusion.
But you're not supposed to do that. You guys, if one of us did that, we'd be haters, would we not? You can't. They identify with, you accept it, end of discussion. We just did that story a couple of weeks ago on the transgender, it was pretty creepy, this creature. Went from male to female, the lizard, that was it, to lizard. Having the tongue split, the ears cut off. I can't believe that a doctor actually did that and has been able to keep their license. More on, see, now, because is it because he has a mic in his hand, because he's a news person? I don't know.
You similarly came to that conclusion. And why you came to that conclusion?
I would have a lot of questions, just because on the outside I would assume that you're a white man.
If I told you that I was 7 years old, what would your response be?
I wouldn't believe that immediately.
I probably wouldn't believe it, but I mean, it wouldn't really bother me that much to go out my way and tell you, no, you're wrong. I'd just be like, oh, okay, he wants to say he's 7 years old.
If you feel seven at heart, then then so be it. Yeah, good for you.
So if I wanted to enroll in a first grade class, do you think I should be allowed to?
Probably not, I guess. I mean, unless you haven't completed first grade up to this point and for some reason need to do that now.
If that's where you feel like mentally you should be, then I feel like there are communities that would accept you for that.
I would say so long as you're not hindering society and you're not causing harm to other people, I feel like that should be an okay thing.
So there's what we've done to our children. As long as you're not hurting anybody else, as long as, well, you're hurting me. So does that fix it now? Or what is hurting? What definition is hurting? We'll accept anything. You know, if that's what you choose to say, are there any boundaries? Are there any guidelines? Are there any truths left? I mean, seriously, are there any truths left? Doesn't sound like it.
If I told you I'm 6'5", what would you say?
That I would question.
Why?
Because you're not. No, I don't think you're 6'5". If you truly believed you're 6'5", I don't think it's harmful.
So nothing is, anything you believe is, he thinks that he's a female, white, Asian 6'5", when he is very, very looking of a male about 5'7", maybe. White male, 5'7", definitely not Asian, and definitely not a female.
I think it's fine if you believe that. It doesn't matter to me if you think you're taller than you are.
So you'd be willing to tell me I'm wrong?
I wouldn't tell you you're wrong.
No, but I say that I don't think that you are.
I feel like that's not my place as like another human to say someone is wrong or to draw lines or boundaries.
No, I mean, I wouldn't just go like, oh, you're wrong, like, that's wrong to believe in it. Because, I mean, again, it doesn't really bother me what you want to think about your height or anything.
So, I can be a Chinese woman.
You...
Why are they having a hard time with this? I mean, they're saying you can be whatever you want to be. If that's what you feel like, it's okay. But they really, when they start, you can see it in their faces when they actually start looking at what it is they're supposedly believing, they're having a hard time getting it out.
Sure.
But I can't be a 6'5" Chinese woman.
Yes.
If you thoroughly debated me or explained why you felt that you were 6'5", I feel like I would be very open to saying that you were 6'5", or Chinese, or a woman.
Wow.
It shouldn't be hard to tell a 5'9 white guy that he's not a 6'5 Chinese woman. But clearly it is. Why?
Why was it so hard for these people? Why was it so hard for these young people? They've been conditioned to believe that anything goes, that they truly can be anybody they want to be or anything they want to be. That anything goes, that's not quite right. I don't care what you believe or what you think. It's not quite right. You cannot have somebody standing in front of you at 5 foot. He's referring to that, who's that guy that he identified as a 7-year-old female. And the psychologist let him get away with it. Without saying there was anything mentally wrong with him or her or whatever. And that was okay. And I don't know if the left is just fearful of saying anything. I don't know if the left, I don't know why they're so afraid of saying, look, you are not 6'5". And if you think you are, you need a new math test. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right. The people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man.
We are back. Sit down. Get back in your chair. No dancing. Not dancing night yet. It's Monday night, for God's sakes. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend here on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, so yeah, we were talking about the college kids. They have been brought up in such a fashion, in such a way where everybody's okay. Doesn't matter what somebody thinks. We're going to accept everybody. Well, no, we don't accept everybody. Not the way everybody thinks is okay. Every thought that enters into a human being's mind is not okay. There are some things that are wrong. I can identify with a 6'9", olive skinned or dark skinned, 165 pound male with a six pack, all I want to. And I will still be somebody that's over 250 pounds, roly poly, white, and older, and ain't no six pack. Barely, what do they call it, a keg, right? So it doesn't matter what I identify with or what I think I am or should be or could be or might be. I can see myself as I was in high school all my life. I ain't there. It's really that simple. It ain't there. And these kids are so afraid of saying anything. They're petrified. They're going to be made fun of or anything along those lines. It's wrong. It's wrong to do that to our kids. No, seriously, it is. You guys, I got about 8 stories during the break. This ought to be fun. Let's see. God. That's a good one. I like that. Thank you for sending that one. By the time the lefties got to hit themselves with this stuff. First, we'll do this one here. The non-scientist Bill Nye would like to jail climate skeptic real scientist. So, in other words, he is not a scientist, doesn't have a degree in any of that. However, he'd like to make sure that scientists who go against this are jailed. So much for the First Amendment, right? Now, he's commonly known as being the science guy who taught kids about science in the 90s, also for wearing stupid bow ties 24/7. Every day is not an appropriate time for formal dress wear. Right? He's also a hypocrite. Bingo. Big time. Now, he's a member of the Committee for Skeptical Inquiry, which supposedly encourages critical investigation of scientific claims. But that doesn't seem to factor in much on his recent Nazi-esque statement that all global warming, global cooling, climate change skeptics should be imprisoned. Come on, let that sink in. This is like a childhood hero to some people, the way he explained things and went through stuff. I mean, so his reasoning is, he says, as a taxpayer and a voter, the introduction of extreme doubt about climate change is affecting my quality of life. No, it's not. You're an idiot. It's affecting your quality of life because you want it to. You think it should. God. Anyway, you know, it these guys, like, infuriate me. And the reason they infuriate me is because they talk about open, honest conversation. Right? Just think about science. When you hear a real science, somebody who really loves science, talking about what you can explore through science, the galaxies, the doors that science opens for you, except if you don't agree with them. Have you heard any of them say that? Most of them don't say that. It's an area of exploration. Now, what's really funny, too, is because the anti-climate change scientists also have scientific proof. But it doesn't put any money in Al Gore's pocket, so we're not even going to listen. Right? Now, remember, let's bear in mind, he's a pretend scientist. He's not a real scientist. This is a perfect example of how much the left is scrambling to make an issue out of climate change. What are they so afraid of? If it's not true, if it's not real, right? If all this climate change stuff is just a load of hooey, it won't matter what we say, will it? Right? It won't matter at all because nobody's going to listen to it. It's a bunch of hooey, right? Well, the public cares less and less about it. It is like number 900th on the scale now. And because there's been so much doubt cast on for both sides, the entire theory of man changing the climate of the entire planet makes as much sense. Well, it doesn't make any sense. It'd be like saying, me smoking my one cigarette is what's causing a good portion of the smog in L.A. Okay? NASA has said has said there is no more ice than ever. They're always saying that burning fossil fuels cools the planet. Well, if that's true, then wouldn't you have more ice and not less ice? If burning too many fossil fuels cools the planet, how is the ice melting? And I did a whole hour on this once before. I ain't doing it again. Now, while most people are concerned with actual threats like terrorism, these guys are still stuck. I to say that climate change is the most important, and I see, you know, after you hear some of the things that we've played on the show, some of the clips, you see who they're, you know, buddying up to with all this. And Americans are walking away from the idea. They don't get it. They're not interested. Now, that's unacceptable for leftists, so they don't really care. As long as you conform to their ideology, they don't care about anything else. They really don't. If you don't, you're a racist, sexist, bigot, homophobe. If you don't toe the global warming line, Bill Nye seems to agree that you should send them to jail. Now, our attorney general wants to punish them because she has never read the First Amendment, so she wants to punish them as well. Now, for a party that champions diversity, for a party that says they're open to all, they sure seem to love to force people to do things, or else. If you don't believe the same thing as them, you disagree, It's jail time for you. This is the party of diversity. I'm telling you, the dictionary meanings don't mean the same thing anymore. Tolerance has a whole new mindset or a whole new definition. I guess it depends on what side you're on. This is why I said, you conservatives, you need to stop allowing the left to push or to tell us what the meaning of these words are. You need to stop it. I mean, I'm not joking. I am dead serious. What's that say? I'm as serious as a heart attack. Anyway. You guys sent me some really good ones here. Oh, that's disgusting. Anyhow. You guys, I've never seen this movie, Zoolander. Anybody seen the movie Zoolander? I've never watched the movie. I'm not a big Stiller fan. I mean, I'm a fan of his parents. His parents I thought were good. They were funny. They were good. I enjoyed them. Him, not so much. So students at a private college in Southern California recently canceled plans. Figures at Southern California, right? So they have canceled plans for a pre-screening of Zoolander 2 on campus. They sent an email to the campus administration. And they were very concerned over the way in which the movie portrayed those in the LGBTQ community, as well as how it mocked and marginalized identities. The movie was scheduled to be viewed Friday, April 15th, as part of the school's Screen on the Green entertainment lineup. If you want to know more, you got to come back after the break. I'm Joe Mastini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. As usual, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Love it if you just get engaged and involved. You know, we were talking, funny how accepting we can be and not be at the same time, right? We're talking about the young people in one college who were willing to accept a 5'7", obviously very white, very male person. When he said that he was, he identified as what was it, a six foot five Asian female, white Asian female, that was 7 years old. Yeah, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody, you can believe anything you want to. However, Zoolander 2 on a college campus is a big deal, big problem. Now, it's a private college in Southern California, and the campus plans to screen Zoolander 2. The movie was scheduled to be viewed Friday, April 15th. As far as the school screened the green entertainment line, but at the last minute of the decision, they decided to pull it. They ended up screening Deadpool. Anybody know what Deadpool is all about? I have no clues of what that is. Now, Zoolander 2, co-written by Justin Theroux and Ben Stiller, and boasting an A-list ensemble cast, debuted in February and was largely panned by reviewers. Overall criticism published in Variety and The Hollywood Reporter argued it just wasn't a good movie. Although prior to its release, some LGBTQ activists called for a boycott over the harmful portrayal of a transgender character in the film. Now, students of the Claremont McKenna College, meanwhile, zeroed in on what they contend is the offensive nature of the movie's jokes After screening Zoolander 2, we observed that the film did not portray the LGBTQ community in a positive, yeah, there's like 26 letters to this, in a positive light, made a series of inappropriate jokes at the expense of individuals of marginalized identities. The programming board said Sunday in an email to the College Fix paper that the college programming board strives to put up events which support an inclusive community on campus. What about some of us who like jokes? It's okay to make fun of some groups. It's okay to have fun with some groups. Hey, I'm Italian. I make fun of the Italian groups all the time. I mean, think about it. I'm large. I make fun of the fat people all the time. You know, I mean, really, seriously, if you've got to be that serious, that down, that nasty, that concerned all the time, it's a problem. Though a Deadpool is an R-rated movie, it does not target or marginalize identities the way Zoolander did, our choice to cancel the film. I'd like to know more about Deadpool. Right? Because it's okay to marginalize women. It's okay to make, you know, use women as sex objects in movies. That's okay. That's just part of society. They wouldn't call, I think the, oh no, there was another college. Never mind. Max Benavidez, he's the Associate Vice President for Public Affairs and Communications at Claremont, deferred questions on the matter to the students. The CPB is a student-managed organization and would be best if you asked them for their response, he said in an email to the College Fix. The best of my knowledge, this was a CPB decision made independently of the college administration, even though earlier it said that the administration had done this. The announcement, the decision of the Campus Friday Programming Board stated, the movie for tonight's screen on the green has changed. Previously, we had planned to show Zoolander 2, and after the team reviewed the movie, it's clear it does not represent many different communities well. Boy, so we have to be like 100%. Well, I guess, you know, you could probably make fun of Christians. That would probably be okay. Right? I wonder if they could show any Mel Brooks movies today. No, seriously. Think about it. Think about some of the jokes in Young Frankenstein, The Producers. They probably wouldn't even get half of them, or they'd tune out on half of them. In a statement the College Fix on Sunday, Claremont McKenna College student John Marshall said he disagrees with the programming board's decision. The entire movie is written on stereotypes taken to the extreme. That's why it's funny, he said. Following a line of reasoning of boycotting movies that do not represent communities well, we'll have us boycotting movies that depict jocks as meatheads, blondes as dumb, and guys as messy. He's right. The decision at Claremont McKenna College also comes after the same time a new documentary called Can We Take a Joke? Is slated for screening at colleges across the nation in the coming weeks. It looks at how political correctness is stifling comedy, including on college campuses. Yeah, it is getting out of control. It's gotten to the point where anything and everything you say will be taken in a bad way. Right? You say anything negative to any group, or what's perceived negative. Right? Now, I love this, too. This is another one somebody sent me. I haven't read through this yet. Let me see. Yeah, we did that one before. Okay. A white student faces a lynch mob after his truck is, yes, lynch mob, after his truck is vandalized with white power. Now, people on social media say they denied that they threatened this guy. When a truck plastered with a racial message appeared at the Iowa State University on Monday, many students there were incensed. One student leader posted a photo of the truck on Facebook saying, it proved that racism is still rampant in the community and in our country, but the white power message scrawled in blue Sharpie was vandalism. And it was irritating. That's what the truck owner told the College Fix in a phone interview. before Derek Jensen was alerted to his graffiti-stricken truck, was locally infamous, and on the Internet, mob was forming. See, the Internet is not always the best. That's why you gotta be careful, man. Really careful. Now, before Derek Jensen was alerted that his graffiti-stricken truck was locally infamous, an Internet mob was forming, and the police were investigating his truck. Now, Lindenhall director Nick Thuat, whatever, I can't even pronounce the last name, whose Facebook page is dominated by criticism of white privilege, saw an opportunity when he noticed that the Ford parked at Martin Hall. To anyone who thinks that this stuff isn't real, I just saw this truck at a parking lot here at Iowa State University. Tagging the university in the Facebook post, "Fellow white people, what will we do to change our legacy of violence and hatred?" So this is a white guy, without checking with the owner to find out what this was all about. Now, you can tell, nobody's going to do the kid, the guy who owns the truck obviously takes care of the truck. He's not going to write in green, no, what is that? That's blue magic marker is what it looks like, on the back of his truck. If these people would start to think instead of just start to react, you might have less of this quote-unquote violence going on. "Stand up and speak out," wrote an ISU contractor, Stephanie Webb. "Love in all its shade. Sometimes love means MLK. Sometimes love means Malcolm X." Really? When did that happen? I'm sure Martin Luther King would be very happy as to what's going on right now with all this. Don't you think? Is this what he died for? He took a bullet for this, right? For the nasties that are going on. A campus Latino activist group called Latinos Unidos for Change shared the post on Twitter to show the racism and ignorance and said it was endemic there at Iowa State. Sure it is. You find one issue, one or two issues, when there's 5,000 people on campus, and man, it's running rampant, isn't it? Now, Thurer said he called campus police when he saw the truck, and they informed me that they would send an officer over to investigate. One Twitter user scolded ISU President Stephen Leith for not addressing the truck issue within 24 hours. Yeah, let's not investigate it. Let's just jump on it, right? Come on, think about it. And no one, yet not all were convinced that the truck's message was authentic. Again, when you look at it, you can tell somebody scribbled it on there. Now, when people said, hey, let's not jump to conclusions, let's wait and see what happens, of course the Latino Unidos jumped on it and said, see, you want to deny that there's intolerance on campus. No, they want to do an investigation and make sure it's right. And then all the nasties that were posted on Facebook and Twitter and what have you, it's wrong, people. It's just flat out wrong. I don't know. I find this stuff actually more hateful than what potentially was written on the truck itself. So it's okay to jump to conclusions. It's okay to possibly get somebody killed or hurt because it's a white guy. You believe it to be true. Anyway. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Tell your friends about the show. They can find stations, time, classic podcasts, and a way to sign up for our newsletter at therealside.com. Have a great rest of the day.